Yo, so it's 12:41. To be honest with you, I've been up for probably about an hour. Yeah, I think I got up like 11:30. But then Jacqueline got this email that caused us to have a conversation for a while. None of your business what was in the email. Don't worry about it. It was a private conversation. Oh, and I didn't do a show yesterday because I was busy. I got up at like 10:30, if that means anything to you. 10, and I had work to do, and I just couldn't take a break to record a show. So I'm sorry, but for some reason, this week listenership is taking a real dip. So I don't think anybody missed it, or a few people, the few people that are still listening. And I know, well, you're listening right now. So who am I talking to? I'm talking to these people that are not listening, who I can't talk to. They were listening, and then they're like, I think I had enough. Which I can't blame them. I've had enough of doing it, but then I'm like, I need to get to 500 before I call it quits. And that's gonna take a few months at this point. What is this? 416. That's another 84 episodes, 5 a week. That's gonna, so say there's like 20 in a month. That's another like 4 months plus. But I won't skip Friday since I skipped yesterday. I was gonna skip Friday because I'm flying to Florida, so I'm gonna have to get up early. But maybe I'll record in the airport or something. But so if you're worried about getting shortchanged for yesterday, you're not, because I'm going to do a Friday show that I wasn't going to maybe do. So there you go. To you, to you, the few and the loyal. It's not even loyalty. It's not about that. And I tell people, don't listen. You don't have to listen every episode. So everybody decided all at once to not listen to a few. Not everybody. It didn't have zero. Some people are listening. I'm not going to tell you the numbers. It's just not the. It's not the. It was. It was going up, and then it went down. So it's like, oh, well, what did I do? Did I say something? Did I offend? Didn't mean to. So, yeah, I was had a busy day yesterday. Of I had to, well, don't do show business stuff. And I guess I'll look at the news. Since you didn't get any news yesterday, and I'm assuming you have no idea what's going on in the world. Oh, we're not going to do that story. That's just sad. North Korea releases 3 U.S. detainees to Pompeo and are on way home. So, just in case you think I don't say the positive news about Trump, there you go. You got these three detainees released. That's good. He's still not my favorite person, but that's a hey, positive. I'm world's largest orgy ever to be attempted next month in Las Vegas. Well, that's going to be our first fan event. We're all going to meet in Las Vegas and watch the orgy. I'm not saying we should be in it. No thanks. I don't need that type of rejection of huge orgy. Hey, can I get in there? No. But I'm assuming they're selling tickets. I wouldn't mind seeing history, being a part of the not being a part of, but witnessing the thing that goes into the Guinness Book. I've never been in an orgy, nor do I plan on. It doesn't appeal to me. But I understand. There's, I don't understand. It seems like there's a lot of rules or things that I don't understand about it, and I don't want to take liberties. Is it just that you just start grabbing, you just get in there, start licking and grabbing, doing whatever, sticking, and everything's. And then what if somebody grabs you that you don't want to grab you? You don't want to be a mean. Yeah, you know, I guess this is what we're doing now. Oof. How many people? I gotta see how many people would this be? World's largest orgy ever. I mean, how many are on record even? I guess they film them. So I guess there they would probably. You would think that they see. June 2nd. You would think this would be like one of the first things they do. Okay, the event, which 250 women and 250 men. Oh, this is in Tokyo. It's 500 is the largest. That happened in Tokyo. 500, that's a lot. And they went 50-50 men and women. Well, that's the other thing. I think you probably have to go through a screening process and make a cut. Someone's got to like judge you and say, okay, you get in the orgy, or you. I don't think I'd get to the orgy. So I'm not going to even. I don't do well in contests generally. I'm not competitive. I said that the other day to a famous person that I was talking to. I'm not going to name names, but let's just say I was talking to a famous person. And he said, but then you got in the show business. And I'm like, but I'm still not competitive. Like, I don't like contests. I don't like things. Well, good luck to them. It's glad to see they're trying to bring the title to the U.S. of A. You know, that's where it belongs. In America. Well, it probably belongs. Where do you think they had in Greece? Rome? One of those places where they were really orgying it up. Where they probably invented it. Where they said, hey, let's all do it. Who was the first guy to I'm assuming it was a guy. To bring that up. Why don't we do this with more people? Or did it just happen naturally? Because everybody was just, there was no walls or something. Everybody was in huts. And you just kind of ended up in a pile. That's probably not worth pursuing as a thought. Prolonged exposure to Los Angeles Bay air induces dangerous mutations in the brains of rats and of the people. If you've been there, no, oh, geez, that's scary. Everything says don't live in California. Don't live in Los Angeles. The whole, everything about it, the earthquakes, I've talked about this many times because I think about it. And whenever, sometimes you watch like a show or a movie that's taking place in Los Angeles, you're like, man, maybe that's the place to be. The sun, you're driving around everywhere, you're running into famous people. I run into famous people in New York, though. I ran by the CEO of T-Mobile in Central Park. I don't think he's out there. I don't even know where you go running in fucking Los Angeles. You got to run along the highway or the freeway, as they call it. But stay out of Los Angeles if you're a rat. And Los Angeles, I don't even know what that is, Los Angeles Bay. I guess stay away from that bay. Let's see. Dr. Dre loses trademark battle with gynecologist called Dr. Drai, D-R-A-I. So what's this? The actual Dr. Dre that we all know, I mean, he's not in... He, as far as I know, not a doctor. I don't even think he has a PhD in any type of, you know, like a doctor of history or something, you know? Like, my dad has a PhD, so he's like Dr. Laker. But he's not like... It was always confusing to me. My dad's an engineer. Electrical engineer. So he's like, as a kid, and it'd be like, oh, doctor, it'd be Dr. Laker, right? And so I'd say to my mom, dad's a doctor? Like, why do I go to this other doctor? Why am I going to this other doctor when dad's a doctor? The doctor I was going to, by the way, Colin Jost's mom. Isn't that weird? From Weekend Update, his mom was my doctor. But that's besides the point. Just me name dropping again. He was no, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't on Saturday Night Live at the time. And I didn't know, I've only met that dude once. And I didn't bring up his mom was my doctor. It didn't seem relevant. Anyway, I was like, why? He's like, oh, he's not that kind of doctor. He's an engineer. I'm like, oh, so he drives a train. That's pretty cool. Why don't we go on his train? Like, no, he's not that kind of engineer. I'm like, so he's none of the good things that he is. He's a doctor that's not a doctor, and he's an engineer that doesn't drive a train. This is bullshit. But, and I still don't understand what he does. I've seen, like, electrical engineering stuff that he writes. It looks like it's in the fucking, it's alien shit. It's like math, but it's like way beyond anything. But Dr. Dre and this other guy who's, his name is Drarian. And then so Birch, he trademarked the name Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I. And Dr. Dre is like, they're going to confuse the gynecologist with me. He's trying, and then they said no. But the guy is, in all fairness to this, to the real Dr. Dre, this gynecologist is trading on his name. He's like, I'm doing a play on his name, and because you recognize his name, you're gonna want to have me examine you, because then you could say I'm going to Dr. Dre. You're like, what? Oh, a different Dre. No, not that Dr. Dre. So, but he won. Gynecologist won. All right, that's it. I'm getting the fuck out of here, and I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.